Okay, so we are in the middle of this torturous. Kibush Rabim, Kibush Yachid. So let us. We don't have a board today, which is going to be an interesting challenge. There.
That's kind of like a whiteboard festival. you can like prop it up.
It's okay. So let's just quickly summarize what we have seen so far. So we saw that Rashi, right, within Rabim, we outlined several different questions, right? We outlined the question, Rashi, the question of numbers, right? Rashi says 600,000. We noted that might not literally mean 600,000. It might be the nation. It's not clear. What does it mean by whatever number you pick? Does that mean in the army? Probably not. It probably means for the sake of Klal Yisrael or something like that. Oh, where's Ephraim? Ephraim said he was coming.
Ephraim.
Then we noted that there is the Rashi also adds the element of Al Pi HaDibur, which again we noted could either literally mean. Not literally. Could either mean that he needs Al Pi HaDibur as a second condition, or as a function of Rabim. And namely, either you could say he needs Rabim plus Al Pi HaDibur, or he needs Rabim and Rabim in two senses. In the sense of being national, numerically, and the like, and national in terms of vision, identity, legacy, whatever fancy schmancy word you want to use to describe the fact that as a... how shall I say it? Politico-theologic unit, the Jewish people have a religious component to their political constituency, right? Constitution, however you want to say it, right? That should be obvious. Or in other words, being Jewish isn't just biologic, it means we keep the Torah, okay? And you want in less highfalutin terms.
What does it mean to be a Yid?
Yes, exactly. Or what constitutes our, you know, exactly.
Yiddish guy. What makes you a Yid?
Right. Ontologically. Anyways.
Vos epis Yid.
Yes. So, God.
What made you do?
Now, I will just point out that, I will point out that the as I mentioned before, Yosef's read of Rashi. Yosef's like, I don't know if I said that in Rashi, but I'm glad to take credit for it.
I'm surprised you keep calling him my like Shita in a way.
Well, you know what? If I keep calling your Shita, you'll remember it.
Yeah, hopefully so.
So if you take the Yosef position, namely that when Rashi says Al Pi HaDibur, it doesn't mean Al Pi HaDibur for its own sake, but that's part of what makes it national. That's the position taken by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and he supports it with the Rambam that we saw a few days ago, that the Urim V'Tumim is only asked for national questions. Right? So it's not really about the Urim V'Tumim per se, right? You could theoretically come up with other ways of it being national. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, in an excellent article in Tchumen Yudbet, right? I mentioned Tchumen is one of the preeminent halachic journals in the world. It stands for Torah Chevra'u Medina. It's put out by Machon Somet. Remember Machon Somet? We all went to Machon Somet. Shimon. Fine. He takes the position that no, because when it comes to Kiddushat HaMikdash, we actually need Urim V'Tumim Mamesh, right? There are certain very formal things that you need to be Mekadesh, the Mikdash, Yerushalayim, and the like, and he assumes that Rashi actually has two factors, Rabim and Al Pi HaDibur, Urim V'Tumim. Right, and obviously that'll be a big nafkamina whether you can be Mekadesh land, Bezman Hazeh. Right, if you think that Rashi just thinks you need Urim V'Tumim because normally that's what you need to make it national, theoretically you could come up with a way of it being national in another way. If you think that no mamish you need literally Al Pi HaDibur, so we don't have an Urim V'Tumim, we don't have Nivuah, right? Okay. Tosfos, we noted, distinguishes between the simple read of our Gemara and what is presented in the Sifrei. And in the Sifrei, it is about... So in the Sifrei itself, we noted that you can read it as either being about Rishut, which normally, right, permission, which normally is about order, or two things, permission and order. Right? Nafkamina being a case where it's permitted to fight, but it's out of order, but you had another reason you had to fight, like self-defense or something like that. We noted that in Tosfos' version of it, he quotes... the just the rishus component of it, right? He takes out the order component, right? He focuses entirely on rishus. Again, the way I read Tosfos, and I think this is right, is that sorry, I think this is right, that in the Tosfos in... We didn't actually read the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. But the in the Tosfos in Gittin, right? Again, this is my diuk. I'm not sure it's right. If you, you know what? Let's go to the Tosfos by us for a moment, and then I'll tell you why I think it's different than Tosfos in Gittin, okay? Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, Perish bekuntres, shelo hayashom, v'tumim, v'shishim ribo, v'yosin yerek, moshe perish, harav yitzchok, me harport. Harp. How you pronounce that place in France? Harpot. Okay, fine. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but that's how he writes it in Tosfos. The call Mashakovish Yachid Gagon Yar Ben Menashe Eino Eretz Yisrael. So Yitzchok Harfort just said, no, it just means that if an individual does it, it doesn't work. Avakasha Dime Eretz Yisrael Hu Ein Ze Karui Kibush Yachid Dime Chutzlords Hu Afil Im Shem Shishim Ribo Karui Kibush Yachid. Tosfos here is quite clear, and he says Yachid means only one thing, and that is Rishus. Right? If it is Chutz La'aretz, according to Tosfos, right? Meaning, Yitzchok Harfort just said Yachid means a person, Lumat, a nation. Right? Loved up to 600,000, but just, right? Individual versus community. Right? Not clear. Tosfos, the anonymous voice in Tosfos, says it's not true. He says, Rabim and Yachid is purely about within or outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is really quite strange. Right? Because what's he saying? Right? That's a really strange claim. Right? Because the whole sugya is what? Can you be Mekadesh something which isn't yet Eretz Yisrael? And Tosfos says, well, if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, then it's always Kibush Yachid and never doesn't work. Right, that's quite hard.
He just always wants to say only Israel can be European.
Right, so right, that's what he and that's or that's what should come out. And he says lekach nira kol she'ein l'rishus l'kvosh nikra chutzlars, and therefore he says, well, it can't just be that it's about in or out of Israel. Right? That doesn't make sense because of the reason I just said, right. Even if that does make it national versus not national, so he said, "Lekach nira kol she'ein l'rishus lichbosh nikra chutzlaretz, v'cholzman shelo kavash kol Yisrael lo haya lo rishus lichbosh chutzlaretz." V'hachi isa b'sifrei b'parshas Ekev shkavash davash aram naraim aram tova amar lo akadosh baruch hu sovach lapaltin shelcha lo kav shavata holech u'mekabesh chutzlaretz shenemar yosi yoshev yushalayim. And therefore he says, no. What makes it chutzlaretz? The fact that you had no right to conquer it means that the conquering has no effect, which makes it chutz la'aretz. But it's really about rishus, right? He seems to focus very much on rishus. Now, in the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, if I ask you the question, does he think that the Sifrei is synonymous with the Bavli? Yes. In Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, right? Because he says, I don't like Rashi, I don't like Yitzchok Harfort, it must be what it says in the Sifrei. But that's how he's interpreting the Bavli. Right? I think that Tosfos in Gittin is not saying that. Right? Because Tosfos... Right? In Tosfos... Again, my diuk in Tosfos, though, could be wrong. And in Gittin, as I mentioned yesterday, was that he quotes Rashi and doesn't challenge Rashi. He just says, Al b'Sifrei mefarish tam acher. Right? So the way I read Tosfos was that Tosfos in Gittin was saying that the Sifrei is not the Bavli, it's two different visions, right? And he might say Rashi is right within the Bavli, as opposed to the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, which very clearly says, I disagree with Rashi because I interpret the Bavli in light of the Sifrei. Right? Those are two very different ways of doing it. Right? One is to say that one is easier than the other. To say that the Sifrei presents a different model than the Bavli is very easy. Right? That's just saying that the Bavli cares about Rabim, and the Sifrei cares about Rishus and or order. But in... how would you say that the Sifrei is actually equivalent, which is clearly what Tosfos Avodah Zarah is doing? So that's where we would say that you have to say Rabim doesn't mean... right? Nation, right? It doesn't mean people, right? What is Tosfos arguing? Right? He's actually quite precise. Right? Is he says, if it's without Rishus, then... right? What he sort of does is I think what Tosfos is doing is he's confusing the rationale... not confusing. He's distinguishing the rationale and the result. Right? Which is, if you think like the Sifrei... now, what does he say? He says anything that's done in Israel is national by definition. But if you have no rishus to do it, then it won't become Eretz Israel, and Mimela it will be defined as Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, no matter how many people went there, it is Yachid, because it can't be national. Right? The rationale for it is rishus. The result is that we will define it as Yachid. Right?
No, the whole point is you're not going to defend.
No, we will. Right? That if you have no rishus, then no matter how many people you take, it won't work.
Yeah.
And therefore it'll be chutz la'aretz, and therefore it'll be yachid. Right? Because Tosfos' line before was anything in chutz la'aretz is always yachid.
Yeah.
Right? Because what's he saying? If you aren't allowed to conquer it, then it's chutz la'aretz. And if it's chutz la'aretz, then no matter how many Jews do it, it's not the Jewish people, it's just the people who are Jewish. Yeah. Right? It's not the Jewish nation, it's a bunch of Jews. Right? Because... right, I mean, this is a very Zionistic thing, but to be fair, it's a Gemara, right? Ephraim knows this Gemara because we learned it together, right? Tosfos, I think, it's channeling which Gemara?
Are you referring to the one in Hargos that we did together?
Yeah.
The one basically, so you have a case where you're talking about the case where the Sanhedrin is. At the very beginning.
Yeah.
At the very beginning.
Right, so Henry makes a mistake.
Right. So Rove who are you relying on?
Remember, Rove of Klal Yisrael follows them. But the Gemara says, who counts?
Oh, right, you're right.
The
okay.
People in Eretz Yisrael only because Kahal shall be Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kahal. Kahal shall be Choser, lo Ikri Kahal. Right, meaning I think Tosfos here is channeling the Gemara and saying, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you are called Kehilat Yisrael. Right, you are called the congregation of Israel. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you are not, all you people. Right? Right? You have to live in Israel to count. Right? Yes, that's a very Zionistic Gemara, but it's actually what the Gemara says. This is not like a drusha on the Gemara. The Gemara literally says that for Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, you only count if you're in Israel. Right? I think Tosfos is sort of channeling that. He's saying, look, if you don't have Rishus, then you won't be able to sanctify it. If you aren't going to sanctify it, it's Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it was, by definition, not national. It was just a lot of people. I don't know how many people went. Okay. Again, it could be I'm wrong in Tosfos. It could be that Tosfos is saying, in Gittin, that Tosfos is saying, and he's saying, and the Bavli agrees. Right? But I don't think so. I think he, right? And my diuk there was from the last word, right? Was that he said that Masha Kovshim Chutz La'aretz, Ekadosh Shafil Yachid. Right, my deal in Tosfos and Gittin was that he said, according to the Sifrei, you can be mekadesh something in Chutz La'aretz even if it's yachid. I mean, he used the word yachid, which means he's saying the Sifrei is going to the position that kibush yachid is shmei kibush. Right, that there's no problem in yachid. That's why I think Tosfos, but Tosfos in Avodah Zarah clearly equates the two. Tosfos in Gittin, I think, does not equate the two. Okay, if that was not complicated enough. Nahum's like, that was complicated enough. Why are you about to say, I don't like how this is going, where this is going? Right? If that wasn't complicated enough, the Rambam's position is, if anything, even more impenetrable. No, that's not true. But it is somewhat true. What? Yes, the problem with the Rambam is that it sounds contradictory. So let's read the Rambam carefully. Hilchos Trumos Perek Aleph. Halacha Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet
and Yud,
which I thought I gave you, but I didn't. So what? No, I gave Hey Vav, which I didn't mean to give. That was an Alta Malachim, right? Okay. So, who wants to take the Rambam?
I'll do it.
Okay, good.
Trumos and Maestros, the Trumos and Maestros, Inyan Noheg Minatora, Enon Noheg Minatora. It's not a responsibility from the Torah.
It does not apply Minatora.
It does not apply the Torah. Ella Be'eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael. Bein Bifnei HaBayis, Bein Shelo Bifnei HaBayis, whether there is a base Mikdash or not. Neviim Tiknu Shahayu Noheges, that the Neviim decreed that it would apply Afilu Be'eretz Shinar, even in the land in Eretz Shinar. That's a place I've gone. Yeah. Mibnei Shahayu Smuchel Eretz Yisrael, since it is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Virov Yisrael, Holken Vishav and Shav. And a lot of Jews go back and forth from there. The Chachamim Arishonim in the earlier first stages, Hatiknu Shayu Noheges, they decreed that
Nehagos.
They decreed that it will be that it will apply off the Eretz Mitzrayim, even in Eretz Mitzrayim, the Eretz Amon and Moav, and in the land of Amon and Moav, Mibnei Shehem Sevivos Eretz Yisrael, since they are surrounding Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, good. Now Halacha Bet and Gimel is where things get complicated.
Eretz Yisrael Ha'amura, it says in Eretz Yisrael, it says
Ha'amura b'chol makom,
and it says in all, no. And they say in
no, we did this,
and it is said
which it, right, whenever it which says Eretz Yisrael, right,
in any place, in every place, Hayu be'artzos,
he
be'artzos shechiv shan Malach Yisrael, with the land that is conquered by the king of Yisrael, O Navi Midas Rov Yisrael, or the Navi did it with the intentions of Bnei Yisrael.
Midat Rov Yisrael, meaning
at
the behest of and the knowledge of the acquiescence of
the Rov Yisrael, a lot of, you know, most of the nation. Vizihu Hanikara Kibush Rabim, and this is called Kibush Rabim. Aval, but Yachid Mishral, a one person from the Jews, O Mishbacha, or a family, O Shevet, or a tribe, thank you, Shehalchu V'Kivshu, they go and conquer, Latzmon for themselves. Makom, it's a place, Afilu Min Haaretz, Shinisne LeAvram, even in the land that was given to Avram, Avinu, Eino Nikra Eretz Yisrael, we do not call this Eretz Yisrael, Kidei Shin Hagu Bo Kol HaMitzvos, in order for all the mitzvos to, I guess, Trumos and Maestros to apply there, Umipne Ze Chilek Yoshua based, you know, and because of this, Yoshua divided, and the Beis Din divided, Kol Eretz Yisrael Lishvatim, all of Eretz Yisrael to the tribes, Af Al Pi Shelo Nichvisha, even though he didn't conquer, like, he wasn't conquered by, Kidei Shelo Yehi, yeah, Kivush Yachid, will not be considered Kivush Yachid. Kishilo Kol Shevet. Kishiale Kol Shevet B'Shevet B'Kivush Chelko.
Okay. Right. So the Rambam in Halacha Bet says what? Right. He says here he defines Kibush Rabim, and how does he define Kibush Rabim?
As the intentions.
As.
The.
Right.
Oh, as
yes, right. That it was done on behalf of the whole nation, right? Now he notes, therefore, right, that you could have an individual who's conquering for the nation, right? Where did he have that? So he says that happened historically, right? And again, for those of you who remember, right, in Sefer Yoshua, it sounds like Yoshua conquered all of Israel. In Shoftim, you find out he didn't. I Kasha, no Kasha, right? He conquered Eretz Yisrael enough that each Shevet was then tasked with conquering their portions, and that was the continuation of the process. Even though they were conquering for themselves, it was just part of the it was the second stage of the national conquest. Right? That's what the Rambam says. That was the point, right? And the fact that how many Shvatim actually bothered doing this?
Three out of the
Yeah, like 2-3-ish, something like that.
You said you fried.
Right, Yehuda was really good about it, and then like Yosef, and yeah, fine. You know, great. But the Rambam seems to define it as, right, you know, he doesn't bring up 600,000. He seems to think it means national in the sense that it's done on behalf of the nation. Okay? And if I just stop there, that's what I would say. What about, now, the article that I mentioned before from Moshe Tzvi Neria has an interesting point, right, where he has an analysis of what, how can a Yachid sanctify Israel when they are taking it on behalf of Israel, right? So his question is trying to halachically give language to the first and second rounds of Aliyah, right? Where clearly each person, they were only trying to like clear their marsh and their swamp, but because they were part of a Zionist vision, right, of building a state, right? What is the status of that? Right, because the Rambam is sort of describing that, right? What does that do? Is that kadosh? Is that called kibush rabim? Is that called kibush yachid? Right? And maybe we'll come back to his article, but first let's try to understand the Rambam. So that's Halacha Bet. What about Halacha Gimel? Yosef, why don't you read Halacha Gimel? They just put up the heat. You can feel it.
Oh, the heat.
Yeah.
You're wondering why you're feeling drowsy. The reason is because they turned up the heat since in the last. You can hear it, and you can feel it.
Haaretzot shekevesh David chutz laaretz. The places that David conquered in chutz laaretz, Canaan and Eretz Canaan. Kegon Aram Naharaim ve'Aram
Tzova. Aram Naharaim.
Aram Naharaim ve'Aram Tzova ve'Achlav ke'Tziva ve'Har.
What is Achlav?
Achlav. We just passed it.
Yeah. What is it? Ephraim. What is Achlav?
Oh, you just told me this is like Syria.
Yes, because until now the Syrian community still called themselves Chalabim. Yeah, Chalab. What?
That's what kept sounding like to me too.
Well, that's what the Rambam calls it. The Rambam calls it Achlab. The Duke, right? That's where it comes from, yes. Same word. Good.
When you got to the lands of Nehari and Tova and Syria, Kitsa Behar, I guess that's a mountain. Afalpi, Venosha, Melech.
What?
What?
Where do you see mountain?
No, Kiyotse Behen.
And the like.
Okay.
Kiyotse Behen just means and the like. Etc.
Etc. Af al pi v'nosha melech Yisrael, who's king of Israel, hu v'al pi beito din, agadol, hu osei no ke'eret Yisrael. Even though he was the king,
Eino ke'eret Yisrael l'chol davar.
He had the judgment, it was not, and he had the judgment from God, this was not considered ke'eret Yisrael.
The king does it, and he does it on the, even with the high court.
Oh, din agadol is based in, my bad. Din Agadol has from heard it from the base team. Who was saying?
Beit Din Agadol, like this high court.
Yeah.
Your
base team. Who was saying? No, Eretz Yisrael. This is not like Eretz.
Lechol davar. It's not for all Eretz Yisrael, but lo kechutz laaretz lechol davar. Nor is it chutz laaretz. Kegon Bavel Mitzrayim.
Okay. Like that was the examples to give that aren't like Eretz Yisrael.
Correct. Ella yatzu michal chutzal laaretz v'lechivtan ke Eretz Yisrael lo higiyu.
Rabbi goes out from all chutzet.
But where does the Rambam get that language from? He borrows it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, describing the kedusha of an eved. That michal akum yatza ulchal Yisrael lo ba. You're like, we shouldn't have known that. You're right. Okay, fine.
We should have.
No. Again. Oh no, that's fine.
Fun fact.
You'll give us that one.
Yes. I said my standards aren't up here.
We're still like our expectations are much lower than what you.
What?
These
What? You didn't know either. I know. Why is it less than Israel? Because he conquered it before he conquered all of Eretz Israel. But there were still the seven nations there. Had he done the right order, it would have all been Israel. This is what we call Syria. Okay. Whoa. Let's try to figure out what the Rambam just did. Right? Because the Rambam just did a lot. In halacha bet, who would you have equated the Rambam with? Almost. Not identically, but whose camp is he close to? Rashi. Mm-hmm. Rashi. What halacha gimel is a quote of, basically, the Sefrei. Right? So now tell me. The Rambam, you could read Halacha Bet and Halacha Gimel saying the Rambam thinks that this is about Kibush Rabin.
No, but he thinks of the Gemara and the Sefrei distinctly.
Correct. Correct. I think that Ephraim is correct. That he's very clear, in Halacha Bet that all the number qualifications, right, and the doing it for Klal Yisrael, that is what makes something Yachid and Rabin. He's very clear about that. He just thinks that in addition to Yachid and Rabim, there's a second halacha introduced by the Sifrei, which is called, and now what is it called, and what is it not called?
Is it now called?
Tosfot focused on which aspect in the Sifrei, order or Rishut?
Shus.
Which one does the Rambam focus on?
Both.
No, he focused on the other one, though.
Order only, right? That's actually not the Sifrei, remember? Right, we said there are really three possibilities. Right, the two most likely ones in this Sefrei are order, which gives you Rishus, or Rishus, Stam. The Rambam presents, I think, a third possibility, which is very hard in the Sefrei, but he might have had a slightly different girsa. How do I know that he's saying order without Rishus? It's about order. It has nothing to do with Rishus.
No.
To say it in Yiddish, punkt verkehrt. Right? He says the opposite. He said, you had Rishus. He asked the Beis Din HaGadol. He goes out of his way to tell you, even if you have Rishus, meaning it's mutter. Right? This is Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's point. Is that, he said, wait. Right? You can't read the Rambam as a tight read, at least the way we have the Sifrei, because in the Sifrei, it's clear that part of the Cheshbon, at least, is this mutter. But he asked the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And as Aaron Soloveitchik says, do you think the Sanhedrin HaGadol told him, yes, go violate the Torah? Pashtus not. Right? The Rambam goes out of his way to say he asked the Shaila. Right? And the Sanhedrin said it was mutter. So he must think that the either has a different girsa or he just reads the Sifrei as being much more focused than the Rishus is just, you know.
So how does that explain back? Because
the Rambam thinks there are two separate categories. Remember, this is the question I asked between the two Tosfosim. Is when you say the Sifrei explains it differently, are you saying there's a different Chazalic tradition that introduces a different factor to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, or are you saying that that's what Kibush Rabim and Yachid mean? The Rambam, I think, in no uncertain terms, tells you that there are two distinct traditions in Chazal of what it takes to make Israel holy. One is Rabim, which he defines as Lutzorech Yisrael, Halacha Bet, and two is order. And I think not Rishus, right? Right, because he's saying, I think you had Rishus. He's saying order is important regardless. Now, you could argue with me, but give me a Svara. Right? What?
It's being a joke.
But it's not a joke. No. So, give me a Svara. Why would order be the most important factor, even more important than Rishus? What is it about order that is so critical?
First implies what's important.
But look, I think it's more than that, right? Because let's say it's mutter, right? I'm not, right? Let's say I went to a defensive war, right? Let's keep coming back to this. I went on a defensive war, right? And I happened to conquer land in a defensive war, which never happens except for 67-73. Take your pick.
Never,
right?
Oh,
that was sarcasm. Yes. So, you know, it has never happened, Right.
I think order makes a big difference because it doesn't make sense to say that, like, you're. How can you have a Kibush Rabbim if there's no Rabbim?
Oh, but remember, he thinks that this is not about Rabbim. Right, the Rambam is very clear. Halacha Bet is Rabbim, Halacha Gimel is order. They're two separate factors. Right, if it's not about Rabbim and it's not about Rishus, why does order matter? I'll give you a hint of what I think the answer is.
Why would you move on to other lands when you don't even have the land you're supposed to have?
Maybe you had a reason. But let me formulate a little bit differently. Right? I think we can answer this question first by asking one more question. Right? Which was the question...
A good Jew.
Which was the question that Rav asked, which was, right, what I said before. If you paskin kibush yachid, shmei kibush... So why isn't Ephraim's house in Plano, Texas, Kadosh? So what? Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. If you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, does that mean that any house that a Jew owns anywhere, right?
You say that's so far removed.
Obviously not.
Why? And I think this is going to be the answer. Why?
Because it's so far removed from Eretz Yisrael.
Because then the entire notion of Gullus goes out the window. Gullus is we are in our land and then we're outside of our land. If wherever we occupy becomes Eretz Yisrael, then there's no such a thing as Gullus. Anywhere is our land.
Okay, good. So now let's push it. So why?
Because you first need
to have core Eretz Yisrael in order for there to be Israel. In order for there to be an entity of Israel, there needs to be a core.
So the Rav puts it slightly differently, but I think it's helpful. The Rav says it. What is it about? It's about, in English we call it contiguity, right? Is that what is Kibbutz? He said it makes no sense to say that you can conquer land non-contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. It makes sense. I think. The Rav is answering just the question of why isn't Boston Kadosh? Because the Rav was there and conquered Boston. Right? The answer is because it's not contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. But I think the same thing might be true for the Rambam. Why might order matter if it's not about Rishus? Because it only makes sense to have an overflow Kedusha. Meaning there's a core Eretz Yisrael. If you've conquered it, then yes, I can expand the borders. But the key is it must be expansion. Right? Because Ephraim's right. Right? If any place a Jew goes, it's Eretz Yisrael, then what importance is there to Eretz Yisrael? Nothing. But if you say no, once you've conquered Eretz Yisrael, then you can, within geographic contiguity, expand the borders. So that makes sense, because I'm taking the Kedusha and it's overflowing out. Right? But if it's out of order, so even if it was mutter, right, you could argue that's fine, but where's it going to get its Kedusha from? Right? The core must be full. Right? Let's look at the Nevesh HaRav. Right? This is the last source, number 12. He says, Ubekesher lezeh amar od rabbeinu b'shem aviv hagon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Okay, one second. The whole context is about... You know what? I won't get into the background of what it is. Let's just read his thing. Let's look at the next paragraph. Utanai zeshit na Rambam. Di efshal kadesh artzon and nosafot mikach dina nechoma kamer shakar lachem elam kein kavshu tchila kod shamura betorah. Right, that which the Rambam said, that you can only conquer in order, right? The Rav is actually on this point, exactly. Right? I mean, what drove him was the Boston thing, but... Be'aru Rabbeinu al pi mashal echad lememale kos shel havdala ad shehu male al kol gedodav agam amshich v'shofech od yayin el tocha kos. Just think about a cup, right? Right. Some people like overflowing their kiddush havdala cup, right? Because it's a bracha. Said you can only it only overflows. This only works. Hint, hint.
Don't go pour grape juice somewhere else.
Meaning it overflows if it's full. Right, meaning, right. If I fill up my kiddush cup half and then pour grape juice on the table, that's not called an overflow, right? That's not what overflow means. He says, "Asher me lazeg orem lekach shahayin olel gavet tzidakos nishpach lachutz." Right, overflow implies a level of mimela that it happens by itself. Right, v'cheinu enyan kan gam kino minogel lekedushat artzon enosafot shekedushat jam nimshechet hi mizesh kedushat haaretz. Right, the other lands that you are granting the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it's because their holiness is a continuation of the holiness of Israel. Bizman shehi milei'a kol gdotah, but a mamash has to be full. Right? Everything inside has to be full so that the kedusha, whatever that means, but can brim, right, is overflowing out. Right? You can expand if everything inside is full. The core is full. Holecheri mitpashetet afilu mekonot shechutzalah. But he said that explains two things. One is why it's in order, and two is why it must be contiguous. And that's why Plano can't be Kadosh, even if all of Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. It can be Kadosh because Kedushas are Arzot HaBrit.
In other words, what you mean by other
one? Sorry, I'm trying to first. Correct.
Correct.
The waterways around Cyprus, and we expanded to the point that we took over Cyprus. Would that make sense?
So I think the Rav would probably say you need land contiguity, but I think we could talk about it. I don't know, right? I think it's a little bit ambiguous, right? If someone said, oh, you could.
Well, can ocean be Eretz Yisrael?
No, that's a different sugya in Gittin, as to what is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in the water, right? And that's a sugya which is even more complicated than this sugya. But if you want an example of a sugya that's more complicated than this, that is one that is because it mixes a super complicated sugya in Eretz Yisrael with Taros. It's a really complicated sugya, and it gets into all types of weird things of like it might depend on the type of boat you're in and whether the boat can be yonik for it. It's like a whole, it's a very complicated sugya. I did that same year with Runzweig.
My question is, you said by continuity, so in other words you said, like, let me say like the thing of Syria, what do you mean by, how do you mean that?
Have you looked at a map?
Yes.
It's literally continuous. Right, like you could walk to Syria right now. I don't advise it, but you could. Right,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't even take you that long. You could drive to Syria in like 3 hours, 4 hours. You might never return. But
is that along the road of peace?
What?
Is that along the road of peace?
What road of the peace? There's a high side. There's a
look. I've never driven into Syria. You can you go up to Hermon. You can look into Syria. I mean, literally continuous. Like
that's Jordan.
Okay.
There's a line.
It's in Jordan.
They're not allowed to pass.
Right, and then he says, right, he continues, and he says, "Aval him shil rabenu." Then the Rav gave a mashal, and he says, "Atu neman de lamanda mer kibush yachet shmei kibush." Could you possibly say that if you held that kibush yachet is kibush, b'meshe kanidi bedi be Boston nitkacha karka ayi b'kedushat haaretz? Could you really say that once, if you hold kibush yachet shmei kibush, that he bought his house in Boston and it's kadosh? Right, he said, "Does that pshita the low?" Bina mechdeish the low beina mechdei lekadeish dafka kibush er mechemen shvuchadamim vade near daf kinyat karkol gam ke gider kibush. And he says, "And this is not just because you didn't conquer it, because you know you can do it. You can conquer in different ways. We know that you can do kinyat chazaka and things like that." Is Ella Vadain Yere Pashut. Shahol be Boston. He be a Beshet Acheret. Right? Boston is in another continent. I hope you all know that. I know your geography is not great, but Boston is on a different continent than Israel. What continent is Israel, by the way?
North America.
Canada.
What continent is Israel on? Israel.
What?
Israel.
Oh, I thought you said Boston.
Boston is in North America.
Yeah,
Israel.
Yeah, I thought you said Boston.
Asia.
Okay, yeah.
Ella.
Asia.
Ella bishum panim. Ella bishum. Sorry, if shab bishum panim shetit bashed ela kedushat haaretz. Derak. But on the other hand, and Dani can be happy. Barak be Europa. Europe is contiguous to Asia. So if we wanted to, Belgium could be. It could be Eretz Israel. In that sense, you are better than America because it could be.
Oh, hold up.
The North Pole freezes over
Alaska to Russia to Asia.
Oh, when that happens, good.
When?
So Texas, Plano, Texas can be part of the Eretz Yisrael sometimes during the winter time.
Good. Dirac be Europa, Asia, the Africa. He said only Asia, Africa, and Europe. Right? It says in the Messianic times, maybe Israel will be all of Asia, Africa, and Europe.
And sometimes America.
And sometimes America, depending on, you know, when the world comes to an end or something. But never Australia. Never. He said, there is no way that anything which is in Chutz Lartz could become Kadosh by itself. Right? So you see, right? It wasn't, right? So the Rav says explicitly, right? That explains why why the Rambam says order without Rishus, right? It's not about Rishus. It's not that it's mutter, right? It's that it doesn't work, right? It's not because, the Sifrei clearly thought that David HaMelech did something wrong. The Rambam is saying, even if he didn't do anything wrong. The fact is, you can't, right? If the core is not holy, then it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's not going to overflow.
So what's the whole thing then? See, if the core is not holy, then...
Therefore, the Rambam quotes the Sifrei sort of. But he says it's not about Rishus. Okay. Meaning, right, because he goes out of its way, as Avraham Soloveitchik points out, to say that he had Rishus. Right, he had permission. He asked the Beis Din HaGadol, they said you're allowed to fight. And still it wasn't holy. How? Why not? He had Rishus. Isn't that what the Sifrei wants? He says, no, the Sifrei wants order. Because without order, it can't be looked at as an overflow. Right, because you're starting on the outside. Right, it's like pouring grapes, right? It's like... Yeah, it's like just pouring grape juice on the table, straight. Right? Not letting your Havdalah cup. I don't know exactly why the Rav liked that image so much, but okay, fine.
Do you like these ones?
And it's poetic.
Putting maple syrup on the
point. I have no idea. Knowing the Rav, it was just because the word Kedusha came up in both, and he's like, oh, you know, Kadosh, something like that.
Rocco held the idea that things were flowing implied.
What?
Honey on the plate. Rocco held an idea.
I don't know.
Or flowing implied good wealth in your family.
Fine, but I don't know what that has to do with this.
You're hungry.
I don't know why he used this much. Whatever.
I don't know how it relates to here. I just know, like, for Kedusha, when you do Nitzalei Yadayim, you seem to feel the cure. A little bit always spills out.
Okay. Halacha Dalet, he says, Surya Yesh Dvarim Shei Ben Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Dvarim Shei Ben Kochot Laretz Vakonet Vakarka Konet Eretz Yisrael, and Shumas Amaz Yisrael Vakol, but Surya Bidimei Sofrem. Fine, that we know already. The Surya has a middle status. Now, there is one more Rambam that you need to understand. We'll come to Halacha in a second, but that's the one I did give you in Malachim Hei Vav. But the Rambam there says, Kol Eretz Yisrael Kovshin Yisrael B'melech Al Pi Bezdin, any land that the king conquers, based on Bezdin, Harezi Kibush Rabim, Varek Eretz Yisrael, Shukavash Yeshua Chol Davar, Vushukavshu Acher Kibush Kol Eretz Yisrael Amura B'Torah. Right? Now, here, some people have a problem with the Rambam because they sound like he's including both factors within Kibush Rabim. But I think that the way we read the Rambam is quite compelling, which is you need two factors. Kibush Rabim is the first half of the halacha, namely Melech plus Bezdin, because it needs to be national. And even that type of Kedusha only works if it's on the right order. Right, so I don't actually think this is a problem. Right? I think the Rambam has a very coherent shita, which is Halacha Bet is the Gemara, Halacha Gimel is the way he understands the Sifrei, and Perek Hey Halacha Vav, and Halacha Malachim is the Rambam saying that if you have Rabim and you have order, so you are Yoytze, the Gemara, and the Sifrei, so then it works. Right? I think that's the most poshut way of reading this. Rambam, there are people who are going to... As always in the Rambam, we'll break their head and try this in the Rambam in 100 different ways. But I think that's the most plausible way of reading the Rambam. Now,
what?
Yeah.
No, I don't understand. What do you mean by it?
Well, you just said a fool for it. He's like, wait, no.
Did you miss the part where you said there might be people that disagree with the Rambam? Like, you have to tell them.
I mean, there are people who try and read more lumdish things in it, but I think this is the simplest from the Rambam. Is that Hey Vav is saying exactly the way I read Bet Gimel, which is that there are two factors. Rabim, which is defined by a national conquest. Right now, look, there's a lot of lumdish I can throw in here. the Rav liked saying this a lot, that Bezdin, right, has two roles. They have a juridical role, right, meaning they are the judiciary, and they also are the representatives of the people, right? And that's why you need the Melech Alpi Bezdin, because you need the people involved, meaning you need the representatives of the people involved. I think that's also true, right? But that's for Rabim, and then... now, I will know that there is a little bit of unclarity, because in Trumos, he talks about Midat Rov Yisrael, which I don't know if that meant with permission or having them in mind. Right? In Halacha Vav, he's very clear. In Verikei Halacha Vav Melachim, he's very clear that it means with permission, right? With the acquiescence of, right? Okay. One more Halacha from the Rambam. This is Halacha Perek Aleph Halacha Yud in Trumos, where he says, you've got to look inside for this, guys. You have got to look inside for this Rambam, or you're not going to understand what we're about to do in this Rambam.
You took my Mishnah Torah, didn't you?
No, I took yours. Or did he take
it? That was mine.
Oh, I took Nachum's. This is not good.
I'll go get
it. Just look in. You look in with me.
Okay.
It's not an issue. Just grab a Rambam.
There
are 100 Rambams everywhere, okay? Aleph Yud. Goy shekana karka b'Eretz Yisrael. If a goy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, lo afkia min ha-mitzvot el arei b'kdushata. He does not remove the holiness, but it is still, it's page 591 of these.
It's 591,
you're on 491.
Oh. Got a
591? Jeez, man. Okay. Goy shekana karka b'Eretz Yisrael lofkia min ha-mitzvot el arehi b'kedushata. If a goy acquires a land in Israel, he does not remove the kedusha el arehi b'kedushata. It remains holy. Right. This is what we've seen before, that ein kenyan la'akum lofkia kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Lefichach im chazar Yisrael l'kacham imenu einaki kibush yachid. Said therefore, if a Jew buys it back for him, it is not a kibush yachid. Ela mafrish trumoto ma'asrot. Rather, it's holy, and therefore he has to separate Truman and Masrot. Umevi bikurim v'akol min ha'Torah kilo nimkara l'goy me'olam. And it's all biblical, as if it was never sold to the goy. V'yesh kinin l'goy b'Suria lafkiya min ha'rasu v'neshviyat k'mo shi'id b'ayar. But in Syria, he does have the ability to remove the Kedusha. Now, this Rambam is a little bit strange, right? What is he saying? Right, meaning, why did he bring up this Kibush Yachid thing? Right, all he's telling you
no
is
such thing as Kibush Yachid.
Right, yeah, but that wasn't even the context here. Right, he just said a guy doesn't have the ability to remove Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not Kibush Yachid when the Jew buys it back.
Well, then he's kind of disagreeing with all three halachos.
It's not clear what he's saying, right? So, I'll read you now from Aaron Salvechik, right, quoting the Rav. He says, Shamati me'achi ha'gaon, Rabbi Yosef, I didn't give this to you.
Oh.
It's an 8-page complicated Hebrew article. You want it? I can give it to you.
Okay.
Shamati me'achi ha'gaon, Rabbi Yosef Dov Zatzal. Right? He said, I heard something from my brother, the Rav. Right? He quotes the Rambam and he says, let's read the Rambam carefully. Right? Let's make a very interesting view here. Right? According to the Rambam, if you held that kibush yachid shmei kibush, that it worked, then even if the guy had removed kedusha from the land, when the Jew bought it back, it would be kadosh, because simply buying it back would be considered reconquest. Right, that's the Rambam's implication. Right? Right, the Rambam says, the non-Jew can't remove kedusha, and therefore we don't need reconquest. But had you paskined that you need that it's not kadosh, and you paskined that kibush yachid shmei kibush, then this would have been a sufficient conquest. Right? That's the very complicated implication of the Rambam, but it's clear that's what the Rambam's employing. He says, therefore what? Ro'im anu shelefi haman da'amar dekibush yachid shmei kibush eina nezukukim l'masa molchama maise kibush gezbekashe dekarka b'dusha Eretz Yisrael. Right? He said, what this makes clear in our whole sugya is that kibush doesn't mean kibush, and that's the last point that you need to know in the Rambam. Right? That it's not about conquest. It's even about buying. Right? Because the Rambam is saying the only reason that we don't need this to be kibush, right? He's saying this is kibush yachid. which is meaningless because we paskin kibush yachid lav shmei kibush. But buying is an act of kibush, right? Meaning, when we talk about the halacha, it's not about conquest, right? So if Klal Yisrael would buy Jordan, right, or Lebanon, right? Right, here's our peace process. We will buy Lebanon off of you, right?
Not bad.
It's actually pretty.
Just buy it. $3 trillion, right?
We'll just clean
it. It's not worth that much, come on.
Right.
Buy your friends.
But it has Hezbollah guys in the south, let's be clear.
That's a brilliant point.
Buy it,
But he says, and he says this works, and he says, why is this important? And he says, remember what we said before, right? That the Rambam clearly comes down on the side that what makes something Rabim, not how many people fight, but who is it done for, or at whose behest. He says, look, if you thought that Rabim was about how many people were involved in the conquest, then you would think you need conquest. But once you say that it's at whose behest is it, then why should you need kibush in the sense of actual conquest? Right? If a CEO buys another company on behalf of the stockholders, they become owners of the new company.
So they become shareholders.
Right, they become shareholders of the new company because their representative bought it. Right, on there at their behest. Right, if he's saying, if Rabim, if the key, right, what he's really saying is, what's the key here? Is the key in the phrase kibush Rabim, the word kibush, or the word Rabim? And what he's saying is, it's clear from Malacha Yud that for the Rambam, what's primary is not kibush, because even non-kibush would be fine. All you need is Halacha Bet Rabim, which means at the behest of Klal Yisrael, and Halacha Gimel, order. But not kibush. Right? The Rambam thinks kibush is a red herring here. That it's not about conquest. It's about Rabim. And therefore a sale is sufficient. One second. But now he pushes a little bit farther. And he says, however, right, according to this, right, kibush yachid shmei kibush, how could that be? Right, how, because according to this argument, right, so that means right, so now he pushes and he says, but wait a second, then if it's not about kibush, it's about rabim, now he's very confused, because how could it be that anyone would say that if David HaMelech conquers land for on his own accord, it would be kadosh? Right? Meaning, if you hold that kibush is actually about conquest, so you could say, look, if the king got a national force out to fight land for his private cause, you could understand why you might think it's holy, even though it's not a national cause, because in the end it was a national fight. But really, the king goes and buys land in Syria for himself, and now it's going to be kadosh, right? According to the Shita of kibush yachid shmei kibush, how does that make any sense, right? Once you've removed kibush and you've removed rabim, how could anyone have even a hava mina that you could, that it would be kadosh? So what does he say? So it must be that maybe what it's saying is that it wouldn't be kadosh right away. It's that it would become kadosh later on. Right? That what kibush yachid shmei kibush doesn't mean, no one could possibly think in that model that it becomes kadosh right away. It's the, right? It's how, if you send settlers, right, out in to the Midwest, right? And a few of them go 200 miles past the contiguous land, right? So, there's status to what they do. Meaning, once all the other people reach them, it'll become part of the mainland. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right? It just doesn't become kadosh, so to speak, now. Right? So that's, you know, I'm teasing out a little bit of different direction around salvation, but that's, right, what he argues. That, right, once you go in this direction, it's not about kibush per se, how can you say kibush yachadosh me kibush? The only way is to say that it becomes kadosh later, once it becomes integrated. Right? Otherwise, what makes it part of Israel? Right? And now he uses this to explain what the Rambam makes very clear, which is, how was it that the Shvatim were allowed to conquer the land for themselves and it became part of the national conquest? Because that's the point. Right? Meaning we do recognize the possibility that that individual conquest can associate you with a national conquest. Right? That's actually how Eretz Yisrael happened. Right? That Yeshua divvied up the land and then said, everybody, do conquer the rest of the land for yourself, and that will be understood to be national. Right? Kibush Yachid is just one. The Shita to say Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, is saying that one step farther, which is that even if you do it for yourself and eventually it becomes contiguous, right? It could retroactively become, or I don't know, retroactively, Mikan Ve'ilach, I don't really know, become Kadosh. Okay, that was complicated for one day. Tomorrow we'll finish up, I think, the Shita. We'll look at Maritatz, Marikorkis, and I'll give you a quick synopsis of some of the halachic issues that came up with this.